Hollywood Woman. All right, this one's pretty much B minor. You got one chord and then a seven chord, and then you got E over G sharp. This suggests Dorian. The G sharp gives you a natural sixth to B minor. A minor mode with a natural sixth is Dorian. However, the very next chord, G sus 2. All right, now a sus 2, in case you don't know, very broadly speaking, is a major triad where the third is lowered to a second. So you no longer have a third. Instead of 1-3-5, you have 1-2-5, all right? As to how you would play that chord, we'll talk about that another time, but I don't want to go into voicings here, but you could just play G, and since the whole tune is in B minor, if you use the third of the G chord, the B, it's really not going to change anything. All right, you can play G instead of G sus 2. Just don't tell him I said you could do it. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you got B. So this is a very interesting progression because in an instant, or in this case, two beats, you go from Dorian to Aeolian. If you're not sure what that means, that's a topic for another day. But you're going from natural sixth of B to flat sixth of B. All right, and that's all that changes in that for that sequence. And then last two bars, it goes to the relative major, which is D. D is a relative major of B minor, and then you got like a 1-5-4 little progression according to the relative major of B minor, which is D. All right, so analyzing this, I would analyze it as 1, which is B minor, 7, which is A, 4 major, which is the E, because usually the 4 in the key of B minor would be a minor, but in this case it's major, and I'm not going to analyze the inversion stuff right now. So the fact that G sharp is in the bass, I'm just going to let it go for the purposes of this right now. I'm not going to get into how to analyze and talk about inversions right here. And then the next chord is G, which is a 6. All right? So again, B minor is 1, A is 7, E is 4 major, G is 6, D is 3, A is 7, G is 6. That's your whole A section. Now, in the B section, the root chord is like a D. Alright, so I would call, you could either, you know, say that the relative major becomes the new one chord and analyze the whole B section according to D, which is possible, in which case it would be 1-2 major and a 4 chord according to D. Or you could just leave it in B minor and analyze the D as a 3 chord, the E as a 4 major like we had before, and the 6, the G as a 6 chord like we had before. And then at the very end is an F sharp 7 chord, which is the 5 chord of a B minor. All right. Diatonically speaking, the 5 chord of B minor is F sharp minor, but in practice, most of the time it's a dominant chord. That's a topic for another day. So how to solo on this? You're basically in B minor on the A section. You got to watch between the natural sixth and the flat sixth. Very good exercise. And then in the B section, you're in D major, except your 2 chord is major. So if you wanted to address the sharp 4, or the G sharp note in the key of D for over the E chord, you could, you know, but chances are if it's only 2 beats long and your next chord is G anyway, if you don't, you know, it'd probably be okay, because if you play a G over a G over an E major chord, that's a sharp 9, and so you could make a case for, you know, that note. So if this is going a little fast for you, I'm sorry, we can dig in on this more. You can ask me in the lessons, but I'm just giving you a basic overview. It's like, that's a D. You could play, you know, and if it's, even though that E chord introduces a sharp 11 or sharp 4 in the key of D, you could pretty much ignore it most likely and you'd get away with it. Again, just don't tell them I told you you could. No, I'm just kidding. All right, have fun with this one. Also, wait, before I go, let me just point out the F sharp. Now that F sharp is a 7 chord, you could play A sharp, the leading tone, to B. Because that F sharp takes you back to B minor. So the leading tone is a tone right below the tonic where you're about to go. So, because it leads you back into it. You know, when you're in key of B minor and then you play A sharp, it really pulls you back to B. You know, you can't just sit on that note. It's very much a tension note, and that's what that F sharp 7 introduces. So there's a lot of fun. Deceivingly simple on this, but there's a lot of subtle harmonic stuff to pay attention to on this one. Have fun.